All right, so today is a celebration day. Probably out of my whole life, the top five important days of my whole life today. I learned how to make money even if your stock is going down. Totally amazing. I had a glimmer of it about 6 months ago. It took me a year to see it. I had a glimmer. I used to ask myself, I thought, why in the world? How can people in the bull market make money? Now I know. I mean, in the bear market. In the bull market, you know you're going to make money because it's going up. But how do people make money in the bear market when it's going down, you know? It's like, how did that... Couldn't figure it out, you know? I figured it out. And I'm not even talking about options and all that stuff. I'm not even talking about gambling. When you understand the sine wave cycle... That stuff's going to go up and down, up and down. I'll tell you how to do it. It's really easy. So let's say you bought 1,000 shares of something at $4 a share. And the stock went down to $3, right? So your average is $4 a share. So you know it's going to go up to $3.10, $2.98, $3.15, $3.10, $3.05, $3.08. So what you do... is when it goes down to $2.99 or whatever, you put $100 in it. When it goes back up to $3.05, $3.10, you sell it. And so what you're doing is you're dropping your average down so that $4 drops down. If you bought enough and sold enough, that $4 drops down to $3.90. And so if you got 1,000 shares and you drop that price down to $3.90, 10 cent, you made $100 by just dropping your average. And you're, as long as you buy below that average is going to keep going down. And you know that stock is eventually going to level off. Eventually, it will level off and it will start going back up. So instead of, when it goes back up, instead of having $4,000, when you break even at four, when it goes back up to four and you break even at four, instead of breaking even at four, you've leveled down to $3. So that's a dollar, that's an extra $1,000 that you've made by buying and selling even while the stock is losing, because you're dropping your average price down. So you can make $100 a day just doing that. In other words, you could drop your average cost 10 cents every day. So you'd be making $100 every day by dropping your average down. You could actually buy a lot of shares at three in a few days, you know, in a day or same day, mostly the same day. It goes back up 3.10, sell it, take that money back out, and you've dropped your average and you made some money at the same time. It sounds complicated, but it's not. You're still in the negative, but you know you're dropping that average, so you're not. So when you go back into the positive, you're going to be ahead $1,000 than you were if you just left it at $4. So as you average down towards three, you're going to have an extra $1,000 when that stock goes back up. So let's say it goes back up to seven. So if it goes back up to seven, you got 1,000 shares, that's 7,000. But since you dropped it down from four to three, you made an extra $1,000. So you made an extra $1,000 that you would have only made so 4 times 1,000 shares, you would have broke even at four. So you made $3,000. If you drop your average down to three, you made $4,000. So you made $4,000 instead of $3,000 profit on that investment. And if you do that with big money, you know, real big money, no wonder they get rich the rich get rich no matter what. That's how they do it. I always wonder, I thought, how does this work? Because I see them making money in a bear market. I couldn't figure out how they make money as it's going down. That's how they do it. They're trying to bankrupt a lot of people. If it goes way down and they average down as they go, and they bankrupt people because people get scared and they don't understand the cyclic nature of reality, and they say, "Oh no, I lost $10,000. I'm selling everything." Why not just keep adding more money and average down? To live in fear is the wrong way. So when you finally average down to $3, and it's hanging around $3, then as it goes up, let's say it goes up to $3.15, and it took you about a month to average down to $3, right? And so when it goes to $3.15, sell it and start over with another stock, but you've made a profit. You made $1,500 profit because you've averaged down. And so your cost, which is leveling down, you made $1,500. Even though it was losing money, you still made money. What happens is you start to quantum connect with everything that you become a part of, even the stock market. It's hard to explain, but you know what I'm talking about. So you've been around your spouse and you start to say the same thing. You start to think alike because you're quantum connecting, you know? You're quantum connecting. It's a quantum connection, people. If you really, I can't play it, I'll get sick if I played it. But if you want to play the stock market, just keep playing the same number over and over and over and over for 1 year, 2 year, 5 years. Eventually you'll hit it because you quantum connect. The number has to show up. It's all tied together in the unseen realm. You think you're separate from everything when you're not, because everything is in Christ. Everything is sustained. He holds all things together. So everything's connected in Christ. So you're connected to everything. Whether you like it or not. Now once you get a new heart, you've been translated from the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of light. So you're not connected to them anymore. But they're the anti. So everything that you do, there's an anti. So everything that you do, you're connected to it in regards to there's an anti. Every time you do something, you get more and more free, right? So the anti system tries more and more to bring you into slavery, right? It's just like the more free Roadrunner gets, as Roadrunner gets more free, Wile E. Coyote comes up with new devices, and I learned something else hit me today. The reason the goats want to put you under pressure to see if you can make it, because God's going to sustain you, right? So he's going to give you inventions and ideas and thoughts and ways to overcome. So they're sitting there watching you, and they think, okay, we're going to put the pressure on and take them down. But they've been around long enough, they know that for some reason or another, God sustains his own. So the inventions or the ways that you overcome, they're learning from you how to make more money off of your inventions. In other words, everything that you do is God's sustaining you. They don't have the power of God to sustain them, but they steal the ideas from other people. Because they watch how they put you under pressure to see how you overcome, and then they take your ideas and they whether it's a book or music or movie or whatever, they take your ideas and make money off of it. And then they take the praise, they want the praise and glory, and they forget all about you, you know. It's all about them, you know. It's a trip. And the other thing about the stock market, in all labor, there's profit. So if your stock goes down, you just start leveling down. You just work your 40 hours or 50 hours or whatever you want to work and put percentage in, and you level down. In all labor, there's profit. Eventually, that stock, you're going to catch the... It's going to hit its rock bottom, and eventually it's going to go back up. And the faster you get to the bottom, you can sell it and break even and go do something else. But you can still make money as your stock's going down.